إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، indeed our praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We praise him as he deserves to be praised, and we ask for his aid and his assistance, and we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah azza wa jal guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah azza wa jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah azza wa jal alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his noble book, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. This Qur'an, it guides to that which is most just. It guides to that which is correct. And it gives glad tidings to the believers, those who do righteous deeds, that for them is a great reward. This verse, brothers and sisters, this one verse in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Allama al-Shanqiti rahimahullah ta'ala, he said concerning it, as comes in his book Adwa al-Bayan, أجمل الله تبارك وتعالى جميع ما في القرآن من الهدى إلى طرق الخير. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this one verse all of the forms of guidance that are found in the Quran that guide to the paths of goodness. إلى أقومها وَأَصْوَبِهَا, to the most just of them and the most true of them. Brothers and sisters, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. This Qur'an, it guides to that which is most just and most correct. And it gives glad tidings to the believers, that for them is a great reward. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهِ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانُهُ سُبَلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. There has come to you light and a clear book from your Lord, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he guides those who seek his pleasure to the paths of security and safety, through which this book, the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings the people out from darknesses into the light, and through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he guides them to the straight path. Brothers and sisters, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. Verily this book, the Quran, it guides to that which is most just and that which is most correct. And it gives glad tidings. Glad tidings for who? The believers who do righteous deeds, that for them is a great reward. Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal, through this book, he brings people from darknesses, من الظلمات إلى النور, من ظلمات الكفر, from the darknesses of disbelief. ومن ظلمات البدعة, and from the darknesses of innovation. ومن ظلمات المعصية, and from the darknesses of disobedience. ومن ظلمات الجهل, and from the darknesses of ignorance. ومن ظلمات الغفلة, and from the darknesses of heedlessness. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this Quran, He brings people to the light, ila nur al-iman, to the light of faith, ila nur al-sunnah, to the light of obedience, ila nur al-ta'a, to the light of a dhikr, remembrance, wa ila nur al-ilm, to the light of knowledge. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانُهُ سُبَلَ السَّلَامِ ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. Brothers and sisters, let's talk about some of the hidayat of the Quran, things that the Quran guides us to. Sometimes we overlook them. Sometimes we do not reflect upon them. من هدايات القرآن, from that which the Quran guides us to. The Quran informs us of our purpose on this earth. The reason why we exist. Some people may underestimate that. But the majority of the people that walk the earth, they do not know the purpose of their existence. They do not know why they were created. They do not know why they are here. And they make slogans, ludicrous slogans, ridiculous slogans. Like, for example, YOLO, you only live once. Like, for example, get rich or die trying. Like, for example, life is a turmoil, so just get high whilst you exist, because it's trying and testing. But the Quran, it guides us to what? The reason why we exist. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just knowing this is better than this world and everything in it, if we fulfill this purpose, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. And I've not created the jinn, nor mankind except to worship me alone. Brothers and sisters, من هدايات القرآن, إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. This Quran, it guides to that which is most just. It guides to that which is most correct. Min hidayat al-Quran, from the guidance of the Quran, is that the Quran, alhamdulillah, it teaches us about our Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahdi ila ma'rifatillah wa huquqihi wa asma'ihi wa sifatihi. It directs us to what? To know Allah Azza wa Jal. To know His rights. To know His names and His attributes. Brothers and sisters, you still have people today claiming that Allah Azza wa Jal is a man. Some of them claim that He is a white man. Some of them claim that He is a black man. Some of them claim that they are Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But alhamdulillah, asgharuna, the smallest of us, the smallest, the youngest from amongst us, have memorized ayat that clarify our belief about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Look at the hidayat of the Quran. In the surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah, the One. Allahu Samad. The self-sufficient Master, whom all the creation are in need of. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He does not beget, nor is He begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. And there is nothing equal to Allah or similar to Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This surah, brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Ikhlas. One of the noble companions, كان يحب أن يختم بقل هو الله أحد كما جاء في صحيح البخاري وصحيح مسلم. One of the companions would love to finish his recitation in the prayer with قل هو الله أحد. So some of the companions, they went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they asked him about this. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them, سلوه لأي شيء يصنع ذلك. Ask this man, why does he recite Surah Al-Ikhlas as the last surah in his prayer? So they went to him and they asked him. And he said, إِنَّهَا صِفَةَ الرَّحْمَانِ, because it contains attributes of the most merciful. وَأَنَا أُحِبْ أَنْ أَقْرَأَ بِهَا, and I love to recite it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَخْبِرُوهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّهُ, tell him that Allah loves him. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ, this Quran, it guides to that which is most just. It guides to that which is most correct. Brothers and sisters, مِنْ هِدَايَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, from the guidance that we find in the Quran, is that the Quran, alhamdulillah, it is a cure. It is a cure for what? Anxiety, depression, stress. The Quran is a cure for addiction. Naam. If somebody is addicted to intoxicants, the Quran is a cure. If we ever find our iman decreasing, فَلْنَرْجِعِ إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ, then it is a must to return to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ, this Quran, it guides to that which is most just, and it guides to that which is most correct. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. The believers are who? They are those that when Allah is mentioned to them, their hearts become fearful. Are we sitting there asleep? Are we in a state of slumber? The believers are those that when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful. And when the verses of their Lord is recited to them, then it increases them in faith. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. The believers are those, when they are reminded about the verses of their Lord, they do not fall upon them deaf and blind. That is the description of those who do not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, this Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the dua he made. How many of us try this? If we're feeling low, our iman is low, we're going through something, you have an addiction, no matter what the addiction is to, whether it's to substances, narcotics, whether it's to muharramat, if you have an addiction, you have a sickness in your soul, don't ignore it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us this dua, an taj'al al-Qur'an rabi'a qalbi wa nura sadri wa jala'a huzni wa dhahaba hammi. Oh Allah, make the Qur'an the spring for my heart. Oh Allah, make the Qur'an the light of my chest. Oh Allah, make the Qur'an a banisher of my grief and my sadness. Oh Allah, make the Qur'an a reliever of my depression and my anxiety. But brothers and sisters, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمَ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, in order for us to benefit from the Quran, we have to recite it as it deserves to be recited. But what does it mean to recite the Quran? Ma ma'na, what does it mean to recite the Quran as it deserves to be recited? Hada yastalzim minna thalathata ashya, that requires from us three things. Qira'atuhu, to recite it, to read it. At-tadabbur lima'anih, to reflect and contemplate over its meanings. وَالْعَمَلْ بِهِ, and to act upon it. Has the time not come, brothers and sisters, to recite the book of Allah as it deserves to be recited? Has the time not come for us to learn it, to learn how to recite it? Has the time not come to learn its meaning? Has the time not come to act upon it? Brothers and sisters, there is a promise. Whoever learns the book of Allah, recites it, understands it, and acts upon it, Allah Azza wa Jalla will raise that individual. It doesn't matter whether you're black. It doesn't matter whether you're white. It doesn't matter whether you're an Arab. It doesn't matter whether you're a non-Arab. It doesn't matter if you are a slave. It doesn't matter what your lineage is or where you come from. If you give this Quran its right, Allah Azza wa Jalla will raise you. وَأَذْكُرْ لَكَ قِصَّةً صَحِيحًا, I mentioned to you a beautiful hadith, and it contains a beautiful story. Listen to this. That is why, brothers and sisters, those people that want to take a shortcut and they think that you're going to get success through the ballot box or greasing somebody's hands, watering certain qawa'id of the religion down, they're just on a short path to failure. People tried it before and they ended up in all types of mazaliq. Nafi' ibn Abd al-Harith لقي عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عن بعسفان. He met عمر بن الخطاب in عسفان واستعمله على أهل مكة. عمر appointed نافع بن عبد الحارث as over the people of مكة. So he asked him, من استخلفت على أهل الوادي? عمر asked رضي الله تعالى عنه, who was أمير المؤمنين. He asked him, who did you leave in charge of the people of مكة in your absence? So he said, Istakhlaftu Ibn Abza. I left in charge over the people of Mecca, Ibn Abza. So Umar, he said, Man Ibn Abza? Who's Ibn Abza? He said, Huwa min mawalina. He's from our freed slaves. A freed slave. This is not a unique occurrence. Go back and read the biography of Al-Islam. Read your history. And look and find and see how many min a'immati deen, how many of the imams of the religion, they were freed slaves. In Yemen, in Hijaz, in Sham, in Misr, all over the world, the Muslim world. Umar, he said, istakhlafta alayhim mawla, you left in charge over them, a freed slave. He responded, Nafi' ibn Abd al-Harith, he said, innahu qari'un li kitabillah. This is the shahid. He is a scholar. He is somebody that's memorized the book of Allah. وَعَالِمٌ بِالْفَرَائِدِ And he's a scholar of fara'id. Look what Umar said next. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, are we ready to run with this thing and really do something? Because the streets, there's no loyalty out there. How many brothers have we lost this week? The majority of the time it ends in what? It ends in murder or in prison, and there's no loyalty amongst thieves. If you believe all those foolish gangster movies that your role model is Scarface, you've been duped by the shaitan and you're an ignoramus and a fool. If that's your role model, if that's manhood to you. Because this Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمِ This book, it guides to that which is most just and that which is most correct. But it's not just with the tongue. So Umar, he said, when he heard this, he said, أما إن نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم قال Verily your prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين The prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said Verily Allah raises through this book a people and he lowers and humiliates others Free slaves imams in the religion The Arab At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was that which was prevalent? Illiteracy. But they went on, alhamdulillah, through learning the book of Allah, reciting it, implementing it, they went and they opened many lands. And look at the strength that Allah azza wa jalla gave them and the victory and the success. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين كالمبتدعة والمشركين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه الله عز وجل يسأل سبحانه وتعالى إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا This Quranic guides to that which is most just. This Quranic guides to that which is most correct. And it gives glad tidings to those who believe and perform righteous deeds that for them is a great reward. Jannah. The good of this world and the good of the hereafter. Al-Allamah al-Sa'di rahimahullah, what did he say? Al-Allamah al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said,
فمن اهتدى بما يدعو إليه القرآن, whoever is guided by that which the Quran calls to, كان أكمل الناس, he is the most complete of the people, وأقوامهم, and the most upright of them, وأهداهم في جميع الأمور, and the most guided of them in all affairs. Brothers and sisters, من هدايات القرآن, from that which the Quran, it directs us to and it guides us to, is what? Alhamdulillah, the Quran, it elevates the believer from the immoralities and the ills of society. The Quran, it elevates the believers from what? The immoralities and the ills of society. Naam. We're living in a time where zina is prevalent, except among those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has mercy upon. We're living in at a time where murder, there is alarming rates of killing. We're living in a time where the family structure is being crippled. We're living in a time where there is much immorality. Inna hadha al-Qur'an yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. For example, look, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Don't even come close to zina because it is a filthy act and an evil way. Likewise, Alhamdulillah, Islam, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. The Quran guides to that which is most just and most correct, emphasizing the importance of the family structure. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Women, they have rights similar to like men have rights over their wives in that which is reasonable. A man is who? Somebody who takes care of his family when he gets married and he doesn't run from one responsibility to another. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, kafa bil mar'i ithma. It's enough sin for a man and yudayya, that he is neglectful concerning those who have a right upon him. If you neglect your wife, you are sinful. If you neglect your children in their obligations, you are sinful. Islam teaches us to be men and raise our families. That is manhood, not Scarface. That is manhood. And brothers and sisters, if we look at what some of the people are indulged in, listening to music, rap music, let's look. The rap music and the life of the streets, what does it glorify? Some rap music, it glorifies يُعَظِّمَاذ الْكُفْرِ وَالْإِلْحَادِ, shirk and disbelief. And you have people listening to it. All of it, كل الأغاني يُعَظِّمَ الْمَعْصِيَ, it glorifies disobedience. It glorifies what? Murder, al-qatl. It glorifies zina, fornication. It glorifies what? The usage of drugs and intoxicants. It glorifies the mistreatment of women. And that's why Ibn al-Qayyim, what did he describe it as? Because that's linked to the streets. He described it as the devil's doctrine. Music is the devil's doctrine. Music is the devil's book. And that is why, brothers and sisters, the believer, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. This Quran, it guides to that which is most just. It guides to that which is most correct. The believer with complete iman, he's far from those streets. He's far from it. كُلُّ الْبُعْد. Who said so? Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, when he tells us about the attributes of the believers and the pious. And when he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. The believers are those, they do not supplicate to other than Allah. They're upon tawheed. They don't murder and take the life of the one who Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden. Far from murder. They're not plotting against a non-Muslim or a Muslim. That's the life of the streets. About murdering your competition. Being a snake. They don't fornicate. And whoever does that for them is a punishment. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. This Quranic guide said that which is most just and most correct. Brothers and sisters, if we do not implement the book of Allah, if we do not recite it, if we do not give it its right, Allah will come with the people who will. He doesn't need us. This is serious. But are we going to leave our mark for good in history? Or are we just going to be a statistic of the street? إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Qatada, what did he say? He said, هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى دَائِكُمْ وَدَوَائِكُمْ. He said, this Qur'an, it directs you to your cure and your sickness. أَمَّا دَاءُكُمْ, as for your sickness, فَالذُنُوبِ, it's your disobedience or your sins. That's the sickness. أَمَّا دَوَاءُكُمْ, as for the cure, فَالِاسْتِغْفَارِ, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. This Qur'an, it guides to that which is most just, that which is most correct. And for those who hold unto it, Allah gives them a great reward, paradise, and happiness in this dunya. The one who mentions Allah, and the one who does not mention Allah, is similar to what? The one who mentions Allah is similar to the one who is living. The one who doesn't mention Allah is like the one who is dead. Brothers and sisters, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Likewise, alhamdulillah, in the Qur'an, and we'll close with this. Al-Qur'an, alhamdulillah, it clarifies to us al-rabita, that connection that we have, alhamdulillah, that brings us all together, which is what? La ilaha illallah. It's not the color of our skin. It's not what part of the city you're from. It's not he grew up on my block. It's not color of the, you know, their affiliations. La ilaha illallah. That is why Ash-Shanqiti rahimahullah, and I advise all of you, in Adwal Bayan, Ash-Shanqiti has tafsir of this ayah, that if you traveled, just to benefit that, if you had to go on a journey and buy a plane ticket, that would be something that would is insignificant. He mentions, he says, any call to unite this ummah, which is based upon al-qawmiyyah, al-asabiyyah, al-ma'rufa bil-qawmiyyah, he said, then it's not permissible. He said, it's haram bi ijma' al-muslimin. And he said, the people, salaf, ha'ula, the salaf of those individuals that call to nationalism based upon the color of a man's skin or based upon his tribe, he said, their salaf is who? Abu Lahab. Their salaf is Abu Lahab and the likes of them from the kuffar of Quraysh. Because innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, the believers are brothers. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Aid one another in righteousness and piety. Don't aid one another in sin and transgression. That's how it's going to go forth. And brothers and sisters, to be part of that, alhamdulillah, is a ni'mah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to allow us to be part of that good and the spread of the deen of al-Islam. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us successful in this life and the hereafter. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla أن يجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make the Qur'an the spring of our hearts. وَنُورَ صَدُورِنَا, and the light of our chests. Amen.